Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, a tale of awakening, spiritual communication, healing energies, intuition, and soul guidance. And today I'm delighted to welcome Nita Kassan, who, as a former lieutenant commander in the United States Naval Reserve Corps, to Chief Nursing Officer and currently President of Innovative Excellence, shares her extensive community involvement and her desire to achieve personal and collective excellence and be a positive force for healthcare innovation. Hello, Nita, and thank you for joining us on Healing From Within.
Hello, Cheryl. Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
You're very welcome. Nita, as listeners of Healing From Within are well aware, my guests and I share intimate experiences as we discover more about self-investigation and self-mastery of our emotions and find the way to begin to know, in metaphysical terms, more about energy, life, death, and evolution. We then are more able to explore our spiritual gifts and reach our true life goals as people of infinite and unlimited potential for excellence. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Nita will share her passion to help others to maintain optimum health and happy lifestyles. Health monitoring is a key element in supporting self-advocacy, and we will mention wearable technology with active sensors and minerals and stones that directly influence your body. Measuring daily bioparameters such as blood pressure, an electrocardiogram, breath and heart rate, sleep quality, mood, fatigue level, blood glucose, oxygen, and etc. may increase your ability to elevate your consciousness and drive life-changing results. Nita, I always love to ask my guests to think back to their childhood and remember a person, a place, an event that may have made an impression on them or on others around them and may have guided them to the work or lifestyle they value now as adults, because I believe the soul presence or awareness is within us from the beginning. And we simply have to remember to find our purpose going through the experiences that are not so random, but quite part of the bigger plan or organization of spiritual life. Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing to think about. And it immediately, I think, my thoughts went directly to a cousin of mine. I was very young. I think I was probably around the age of 5 or 6. But my cousin was quite a bit older than I, and she was actually a nun. She had become a nun, and she was also a nurse. She had become a nurse after she had become a nun. She'd gone back to school. And this was someone that I just had such high regard for, and I just absolutely loved her, and, you know, kind of wanted to follow in her footsteps. And I guess I was smart enough to know that, you know, the going down the road of becoming a nun was probably not going to work best for me. So I knew I knew at a very young age that I wanted to become a nurse. And so that really was something that stuck with me as I went through school, and I, you know, was able to achieve that as I came out of high school, got into college, and became a registered nurse. And you know, that my career has gone in a million different directions, every one of them wonderful, and all, as you said, has, you know, led me to where I am today.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what was the driving force behind becoming a nurse, but you just answered it so well. So it was it began early for you. You had a great example, someone you loved, and you were able to remember it and take it forward. So I think that's a wonderful thing. And you also just mentioned that you have had many experiences and perhaps done many things. And when people ask me, well, what do you do? I said, well, I've had already 7 careers at least, because what I've learned along the way is that every experience that is provided for us by, I believe, a higher force or guidance system, is worthwhile. And we should say yes. I remember when I was a child, my dad said I was going to have a problem because I said no too much, out of fear or out of fear of not being perfect, perhaps. And I have learned, thank goodness, it took a while to learn that everything is meaningful, and it's not so much what we do, but in the being, in the comfort of our self and self-love, that we truly explore this world and expand our consciousness and awareness of what's really important in life.
It's interesting the some of the things that you said, because I clearly have lived a life where it's been very difficult for me to say no to any opportunity that comes by. And so, that has really opened many, many doors. And I also agree. I've had truly multiple careers within the profession of nursing. I think, it's an incredible profession, and there are so many different avenues that you can go down, and it's just been incredibly satisfying for me. So, yeah, same thing, multiple careers within this lifetime.
It's wonderful. It's actually a great gift. Some people
It
spend
is.
50 years doing one thing repetitively over and over, and I can't even imagine it, but for them it might be what they need and what their soul opted for. So, we're never going to blame or be negative about anything. Any path that a person is walking is right for them. But what inspired you to serve as a lieutenant commander in the United States Naval Reserve in the Nurse Corps? What happened?
This was clearly another opportunity that was sitting out there in front of me. But I think, that goes back. I have military individuals in my family. I've always had an incredible level of respect, for anyone that has served in the military. And when I saw the door open, as a nurse to be able to go into the reserves, I just chose to do that. I really just felt that there was, I had a desire to want to serve, in any capacity that I could. And that ended up being, a very, very interesting, experience for, 8 or 10 years or so, where, I was with a fleet hospital unit, which is kind of like a MASH unit, field medicine. And so it was just something that I really, really, really enjoyed. But I, again, have such high regard for anyone that has chosen to serve in any capacity. And I'm proud that I was able to play my part, even though there's, so much more that I could have done, if I chose to stay in for many, many more years. But this was something that worked out very well for me. So,
That's wonderful.
yeah.
How do you feel about the way the military has been undervalued in the past, just as possibly law enforcement or our police forces have been undervalued? Because when I was growing up, it was all I was taught to respect and honor all those people who serve, and I became a teacher for a while, elementary school teacher in the inner city schools, and I worked really hard to help bring change, to bring, my concept of fairness to people who were perhaps not having as easy a time. So how do you feel about that?
I'll tell you, I think it's really, I think it's really interesting, because to me, it's almost like as if that level of recognition just kind of goes to sleep for a period of time for many people, until there is some kind of an event or something that occurs, and then everyone feels that, that incredible level of pride toward our, toward our police, toward our firemen, toward our military. But it's really, and it's funny too, because I also come from a family of both firemen and police. I've got a lot. My father was a policeman. His four brothers were police. But I've always just found with many of those individuals, and with many people in the military, that it doesn't really, I mean, it matters, but what matters most is the level of pride that they carry themselves. and the level of pride that their colleagues in the military or the police officers feel toward each other, because they know how much they're putting on the line, they know how much they're giving of themselves, and their own level of pride really, I think, carries them through. So
thank you for saying that, because that is the truth. They have this self-awareness.
Correct.
And they have this mastering of their emotions, which is necessary to serve this way. And they are achieving a greater soul reemergence or discovery or remembrance. Mm-hmm. And it's mm-hmm. just simply not important what the outside people are doing. That is not right. It's not right, but they're just not aware. So you have to say forgive them, because they don't know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing.
Right. So we might have to say something like that. But I love that you said that, because that's extremely the truth. And it is reawakening. You're mm-hmm. right. It's like everything goes through cycles and people forget, and then they are inspired again to remember what's really important. And it's really important to be true to yourself and to serve others. Now, I would assume you recommend this experience. And who do you think would most benefit from such an investment of their time?
In the military. I'll tell you. I think there's anyone that had the opportunity to step into that aspect of serving. It changes you in such an incredible way. And I know for many, many people, it becomes a very difficult type of situation. But even in those types of things, when those types of things are going on, that someone has something very difficult that they're having to deal with, their pride is what saves them. And so I think it's an incredible thing. I would highly recommend anyone that's young that is still looking to pursue something. The military is a great avenue. There's so many skills, the leadership that you learn, the camaraderie, the teamwork. I have never seen anything like it. I mean, I've worked in healthcare for my entire career, which is a very challenging industry, but I've never seen the kind of collaboration and the type of teamwork that I saw in the military. It's absolutely amazing.
Well,
no wonder we win wars,
Yes, we do. But I wish we didn't have them to win.
Exactly.
I just wish everybody was more into cooperation instead of competition. Competition on personal, for yourself to grow and gain experience and expertise is wonderful. But all this competition destroys what's really important, the interconnectedness of us all. To live in harmony and balance. So, I know, I hope that the time will come when we will evolve to that place where we don't have to have war, of course.
Exactly.
But it is better to be prepared, of course,
than not
prepared. And that's what's happening right now in our government and in our thinking. So let's go on for a minute here to... What does a positive lifestyle mean to you?
Positive lifestyle. I'll tell you, I think, to me, a positive lifestyle is when you're able to have the kind of the whole package, the mental, the physical, the emotional, the spiritual ability to enjoy the awesome things that we might have in our lives. And because of those things, we can cope with the obstacles that come our way, because they're going to come no matter what. So I think if we are able to have that balance between all of those aspects of our life and really live a lifestyle of gratitude, to me that gives us the ability to really be able to manage stress and manage the obstacles, that are gonna show up in our lives one way or another. So that's kind of what it means to me.
Absolutely, and that comes from within a person.
Right.
It's not the outside world that is going to give you everything that you hope for. It's really what you're going to project into the world of goodness and gratitude and kindness and love and compassion, which is going to create that energy around you and give it to other people and bring it back to you.
Right,
so
right.
people often make a mistake. They wait for something to come to them from someone else, or they blame or judge other people for what they don't have, but they're really forgetting the law of attraction, which simply says, you know, we reap what we sow, or we create what our thoughts are giving out and our actions are doing. So if we want to be more, we have to bring that from within, within us, and bring it out into the world. Now, what do you mean by a legacy of excellence? I would imagine it's something similar.
You know, it's a legacy of excellence is you know, that term is something that's been in my life for a long time. I have a business that is called Innovative Excellence, and as I stepped into this additional aspect of business regarding the wearable technology that you mentioned before, that is where I really, you know, started to focus on the name Legacy of Excellence. And part of that is it just means, you know, the word excellence means so much to me, because I feel like that's something we should all be pursuing. And it's got a million different definitions for each one of us. And legacy, I think that what's important for all of us as individuals is to really think about what kind of legacy we want to leave, whether that is in our personal life, in our work life, our spiritual life, whatever it is. But what kind of legacy do we want to leave? And that's just, you know, our capability of really creating change that's going to be remembered in different ways, you know, when we may not be around. So I chose that for this aspect of my business, Legacy of Excellence. And a part of it is, you know, where I see the business going, where I hope to see the business going, and being involved with something that I think can truly make changes, you know, very, very positive changes for many, many people.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think people who act from a higher state of consciousness and awareness don't concern themselves with so much of what's happening now, but they want to be an example and leave behind what they will be remembered for. I think people who are evolving and working on their own interpersonal power or growth do the right thing, not so much for what others think, but for what they need to do and what they feel is right. And in my book, The Living Spirit, I address that thought, as you just did, and I wrote, many seek to be the best they can be and are encouraged to be perfect. They do not allow less for themselves than what others deem to be perfect for them. But since we are always in a state of change, the ideas and wishes of others are not nearly as important as our welcoming the experiences and challenges that surface and handling them to the best of our ability. We should aim to become a person who doesn't find fault in others, moving past personal obstacles with courage, hope, and faith to find peace. Be free of any influence of others that take that state of mind peace away from you. And I think that's partially what you were
beautiful.
Talking.
Yeah, beautiful.
You were talking about that earlier. From the beginning of wanting to be a nurse to going to be of service to the people in your family who find pride within themselves. This is the key to self-realization and self-actualization. So I think that it's a beautiful thing, because as leaders, we want to be the example, and we want to move beyond our fears and to see the bigger picture.
Correct.
And I think the only way you can really do that is through understanding the spiritual content of your energy. But let's go on. You have provided leadership on the board of directors for the Florida Organization of Nurse Executives and have supported the coaching and mentorship of nursing leaders nationwide. Tell us something about that experience.
You know, I think as I went through my career again, I was able to just step into so many different things, from flight nursing to critical care nursing to teaching, just all kinds of things. And I did end up in a fairly high administrative type of position. And once I got there, it was wonderful, but it was difficult, because you're not as close to You're not as close to the patients. You're not as close to the staff when you get into those types of positions. But what I found was that I, if you kind of just connect the dots, I still was able to be connected all the way down through the staff to the patients to whoever it was that we were trying to serve. And but what I understood was that by focusing on the leaders, the nursing leaders that were working directly under me, and having an influence on them, and knowing that they then would have an influence on the people that are reporting to them, and then it would just kind of keep moving on down the line like that, that I could continue to make the kind of difference that I was hoping to make. So, and as I've done different things, I have had the ability to support many, many nursing leaders as they've gone into new positions, throughout the country, and be able to help them not only as they're stepping into those positions, but even as they stay in those positions for a period of time, to be kind of that shoulder, be that support, be that guide. So it's just something that I really, really love and have always enjoyed, being able to take my experience that I have had with my career and be able to share that with others and help them succeed with their leadership as well.
Absolutely wonderful. And I can hear, I'm an intuitive, I do
Reiki,
I know
you are.
And energy healing and readings for people. And I can hear in the quality and tone of your voice the truth and sincerity and how much good you've done in passing that down.
Because, thank you.
Because it's a gift. And there's clarity. There's clarity in the sound, and there's clarity in the thinking. And that's a wonderful thing that you've been able to do. Now, we're going on to tell a little more about wearable technology and how is health monitoring a key element in supporting a positive lifestyle.
Okay, so wearable technology might be a new term for people, but I think if you think about Fitbits or Apple Watches, most people are very familiar with those types of devices. And that's wearable technology. It's basically anything that you are able to wear that's going to pick up different pieces of information of as far as what might be going on with your health and your fitness. And the product and the company that I am involved with is called World Global Network, and the product is called a Helo, H-E-L-O. And this is a product that's fairly new on the market. It just came out in the United States close to the end of last year. But I think probably the best way to describe this is a Fitbit on steroids. I think if you have been exposed to those types of devices, most people know that they are able to track your calories, your steps, your distance that you've walked, and some of your sleep quality, some of those types of things. But the Helo, which does all of those as well, actually it kind of goes a whole nother level. And this is where the technology is just mind-blowing. But what the Helo is able to do is, in addition to those things that I just mentioned, it's also able to monitor your blood pressure. It's able to run an EKG, an electrocardiogram, right on your phone. Everything is connected to your smartphone. It's able to monitor your mood, your emotions. It has a fatigue center. It also has a guardian function where I have, if I have a parent, an elderly parent that lives on the other side of the world, they could wear the Helo, they can designate me as a guardian, and I could be notified on my phone when their blood pressure goes too high or when their heart rate goes too high or any of their vital signs or their bioparameters go out of whack. So, and then it would allow me to intervene in whatever way I might want to intervene. But I think one of the things that just probably means the most to me that this device is able to do is it has a panic button, a very small panic button on the side of the face of this wearable device. And it is something that if I was wearing it or if a child was wearing it or an elderly person, no matter who it is, and they were in trouble, you can press that little button twice and you would have already previously designated who you want alerted that you're in trouble. And that person would get an immediate text message and email saying that I'm in trouble. And not only would it tell them that I'm in trouble with this SOS alert, it would also show them my exact GPS location so they would know exactly where I am. That's just something that is so powerful to me to think about. Children that could be grabbed, or young people. I mean, anybody really.
Mm-hmm.
And to have that kind of technology, so we're really, really excited
about
all the things.
It sounds wonderful. How can listeners get this Halo?
The easiest thing is to contact me through my website. And my website, we talked about Legacy of Excellence before, my website is www.legacyofexcellence.net. That's LegacyofExcellence.net. And I think, anyone can reach out and email me through that site as well, or call me, and I certainly would love to answer any questions. I quickly just want to mention that in the last quarter of this year, within the next couple of months, this technology will just continue to grow. It will also have the ability to monitor your blood oxygen level, your blood alcohol level. It will be a mosquito repellent. But one of the most significant things is that it will have the ability to non-invasively monitor your blood glucose level. So for any diabetics that are out there, and we know when in 2014, the last time that the number was counted, we had 422 million diagnosed diabetics in the world. But can you imagine not having to prick your finger to see exactly where your sugar level is and be able to monitor things from there? So we're very, very excited about the future. And again, if there's any questions that I can answer for anyone, if they go on to that website, they'll be able to see a couple of videos that will give them a lot of information and just probably answer a lot of questions, and then they can reach out to me.
Well, it sounds like the future has arrived.
It has.
And I'm so glad about new technology that actually can help people.
Right.
So let's go on to, you say everything we do throughout our day affects our health in either a positive or negative way. How does this apply to the outcomes that people wish to create or achieve?
You know, I think that one of the most important things for all of us, and you kind of, I think you might have said something about this in the very beginning of our talk today. I think what's most important is that we all need to be self-advocates for our own health and for the health of our families. We have a wonderful healthcare system, but there are so many things that can fall through the cracks. There's so much information that, can get lost. And so we really have to have a level of self-advocacy. Having tools like this type of a device, I think, can help you with that type of self-advocacy, because for most of us, some of us may go to the doctor once a year, some of us may go once every 5 years and have no idea that our blood pressure is running high, or, that our heart rate is running high, or that we're having some type of an abnormal, rhythm with our heart, anything like that. And if we have the ability to kind of keep an eye on that type of information and be able to share that with the practitioners and the clinicians that we work with and want to be able to help us with our health, it's just incredible information to be able to share with them. So, when we're healthy, we're happy. It's like going through,
true.
Not having a...
No, it's not fun to have pain or not feel
exactly.
Well.
Exactly.
And I was going to say, it's also in our attitude. It's also in our...
Yes.
It's in our thoughts. Those who project positive thoughts, no matter what the situation is, and act on them, are going to be healthier and happier. And
you're so right.
So many people still blame others, judge others for whatever fails, but they must learn to take responsibility for their actions, their thoughts, their words, their choices. And, of course, this is a problem that many people refuse to address. But health will be better as a result of doing that also. And then, of course, having the equipment
yes.
to help us
yes.
is a
yes.
wonderful thing. I want to
yes.
Thank you, Nita, for your service to the country, community, and personal growth, as indeed that is for me a true legacy of excellence. To contact Nita and learn more about her use of technology in improving health and managing and monitoring it, and a greater guide, a greater awareness of your health, go to, as Nita said, legacyofexcellence.net. In summarizing today's episode of Healing from Within, we have shared the journey of one woman from nurse to military involvement to corporate life, and in all endeavors, a way to improve herself and community through a greater awareness of what life really is all about and who we are as energy, soul beings sharing a physical reality that encourages us to grow and evolve to a higher consciousness and to greater awareness of true success and health. Nita and I would have you explore life through accepting many different roles, jobs, or conditions, and to ultimately share your gifts of compassion and resiliency through your efforts to be healthy and aware of the greater values of our existence, which are, of course, humility, grace, balance, harmony, love, and compassion. And we all have that within us, which we can radiate into the world with every word, thought, and action we do. Be strong, be fair and balanced, and be ever alert to the goodness within. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing from Within, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to hear people who have reached beyond limited ideology or life circumstances to find the soul within and the energy to share with others and to share the truth that life is a miracle and well worth living. Shows may also be heard on webtalkradio.net and dreamvision7radio.com. Thank you.